One of the most important decisions you can make in your business, in any business, is to clearly define who it is that you serve. Who do you speak to in your marketing? Who do you connect with for your offers, for your products, for your services? Who do you build your offers for? Like, who are you talking to? Who are you connecting with when you are buying traffic, when you're paying for advertising? Who are you paying to put your advertising in front of, right? Who do you serve? It is one of the most important decisions in your business. And when you nail that, it completely changes everything. Like, it makes it so much easier because you know who you're speaking to. You know what you're offering them. You know what your proposition is and how it is valuable to them. And then you can put it in front of them so that they can say, oh, that's built for me. That's awesome. Let me try it, right? And admittedly, even in knowing that that is the most important decision in a business, and even in teaching that that's the most important decision in a business, I have struggled with that. In fact, it's been a fairly big struggle in my business because I feel like there are people in my audience that I really like to serve, and there are people in my audience that I don't like to serve as much. And because I haven't been really clear on this is who I'm speaking to, I think that it's my fault and my responsibility, right? I attract the people that are in my audience, and if I am intentional about who I want to attract, of course, my audience is going to be made up of a bigger and bigger percentage of that type of person. So as I've gone through my business since 2014, you know, I've had some maybes along the way, but none of them have felt quite right. So like copywriters, of course, I had built my career in copywriting, and somebody being a copywriter like that, that is a component of who I'm speaking to. And I have a big audience. In fact, the majority of people who sign up for my content, who subscribe to my content, are copywriters. But there's other layers of my audience. So direct response marketers, people who are really not just focused on the words on the page, but the entire structure of marketing campaigns, et cetera, being able to build a campaign where you spend a dollar on advertising and have it bring back more than a dollar in return. You know, people that really measure results in their marketing. And then there's entrepreneurs and biz owners. And I love working with business owners and with people who are building businesses and who are successful in doing that. And that's something that I get a lot of energy out of that. But also kind of in those audiences, there are people who I know that I am not really the best fit for, people that I don't necessarily want to serve. So in the copywriting world, there are some people who really present themselves as they teach copywriting, but the main audience that they serve are business opportunity buyers. So the people that they're serving are, hey, I want to get rich, you know, working in my underwear from home, right? And that's a business opportunity buyer. That's not a copywriter. That's not someone who actually goes deep on the craft of copywriting, knowing that going deep on the craft of copywriting is really the secret to taking it to that level where you are able to work in your underwear from home. So the business opportunity buyers, the people who are just like, ooh, this shiny object business opportunity is great. Oh, this shiny object business, and who bounce from opportunity to opportunity and never really go deep, that's not my audience. I also learned kind of the hard way multiple times that startups aren't really my audience. There's just a different culture to startups. There tends to be less results accountability, that type of focus. And hey, that's not for me. Like if that's for you, great. But really, the startup culture is not a perfect fit for me. And also, there's a lot of, I call them general business owners, people out there who just want to create a business card and who want an ad with their face and their logo on it. People who are not, willing to educate themselves into what actually works to get response and conversions, but people who just want advertising that looks good and makes them feel good and that they show off to their friends and their friends say, that looks very nice, Mr. Business Owner or Mrs. Business Owner or Ms. Business Owner, right? Like, that's not who I'm speaking to. Like, that it's not necessarily a fit. And then I was journaling the other day and I just wrote down copywriter-entrepreneurs. Like, those are the people who I serve. Those are the people who I connect with. Those are the people who really get the most value out of the content that I put out. And so I want to talk to you today about copywriter entrepreneurs, what they are, who they are, and figure out like if that might be you. And importantly, I want to talk about the five stages of the copywriter entrepreneur journey, so that maybe you can recognize where you might be on that journey and how to get to the next step in growing yourself and your business. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, the five stages of the copywriter entrepreneur journey. So this is what we go through as we are getting on this path and as we are growing on this path. And so I've broken this down. And the thing for me, like why the idea of a copywriter entrepreneur resonates so deeply with me is because it is me, right? I've never considered myself just a copywriter, and yet I recognize that understanding copywriting and being able to write effective copy that generates results is absolutely critical to building most businesses, especially in the more entrepreneurial stages. Maybe at some point you reach the point where, oh, you already have a reputation, so you just put out a bunch of brand stuff that keeps your brand top of mind, but there's still always going to be messaging involved. There's still always going to be like that need to present ideas that hook audiences and make them want to buy offers. And the type of messaging that resonates with me and that I want to, you know, that resonates with the people who connect with me, who resonate with me, is this longer form copywriting, more in-depth messages, whether it's presented video, audio, text on page, whatever. It's this longer sales messages. So the five stages of the copywriter entrepreneur journey. Stage one is that you discover copywriting and direct response marketing. Now, you may not recognize it by name initially when you discover it, but you discover that, okay, the messages that you put out there in the market matter, and some messages generate more results than others, and you typically want to keep running the messages that generate more results. And so you might start to do what a direct response marketer does, and you might start to test, okay, if I put this message out, how do people respond to that? And if I put this message out, how do people respond to that? And if you are entrepreneurial, you're going to recognize that for most of us entrepreneurs, we don't have like millions of dollars of investing capital that we're able to just throw at acquiring customers regardless of any performance metrics, right? For most of us as entrepreneurs, we may start a business with a few thousand dollars. We may start a business when we're basically broke. If it's maybe a service business, we may start a business with a little bit more money than that. But no matter what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to launch the business and start acquiring customers at break even or better, such that we can grow the business. We can reinvest any money that we spend on advertising and just keep acquiring customers. And so when you're discovering copywriting, discovering direct response marketing, what you need to do to move past this initial phase is to learn all that you can, really from lots of different sources, and to start to practice. So one of the biggest traps that I think that a lot of copywriters fall into, especially those people who end up being those like business opportunity buyer copywriters, right? They discover copywriting through one source and they stick with that one source. And they just study that one source and they treat that one source as like, oh, now I learned from there, so I know everything. the reality is that I have a big old bookshelf that covers like half my office wall over there that is marketing books and business books and copywriting books and sales books. And I'm not even buying that many more physical books anymore. I have an entire bookshelf here on Audible that is even more about all of this, right? And learn from all these sources. Learn the people like Scientific Advertising by Claude Hopkins. Go to freescientificadvertising.com if you don't have it yet. You can get a PDF and an audiobook that I recorded. That book was written 100 years ago, and yet it's still one of the most valuable books on internet marketing today. And so you want to learn from the sources that are old. You want to learn from the sources that are new. You want to learn from lots of different sources. And recognize that some people, like a large number of sources, are going to start to share the same principles and strategies, and the tactical application may look different from business to business or media to media, et cetera. But the fundamental strategies are still, like, that is what makes you successful. So stage one, you discover copywriting and direct response marketing. You learn all you can from lots of different sources, and you start to practice. Any way that you can, you start to practice the skills. You start to like go from just input to a little bit of output. And then stage two, you learn the craft of copywriting. You learn the skills of copywriting and marketing through experience. And there are really three ways that I present this, that if you're on the copywriter entrepreneur journey, you could be doing this in one of these three ways. So number one is to get a job. It was how I got my start in marketing. My first 4.5 years or so, I worked as a copywriter and marketer for a business, and it was a great way to get a lot of experience fast. Okay, so even if your goal is to be an entrepreneur, I was clear in my interview that, hey, my long-term goal is not, like, I don't have a career goal to be with you, but I do have a goal to be as successful as possible with you while it still makes sense. And it made sense for about 4.5 years, and we created a ton of success together. So a job can be a great way to learn the craft of copywriting and marketing, learn the skills of marketing through experience. Freelancing. I think that freelancing can be a challenge when you are new, because you can struggle to get clients, and then it's all this time between clients and you're not getting a lot of reps in. Like at the gym, putting in a lot of reps is important. And in copywriting, putting in a lot of reps is important. And so finding ways to put in a lot of reps, even if that means getting a job, may be more important than the freedoms that come with freelance initially. Now, I love freelancing. I love having my own business. I love working with clients separately and having the freedom to work wherever I want and to control my own schedule and decide, okay, do I want to do this type of work or that type of work, etc. And it is a great way to continue growing as a copywriter. And sometimes I will acknowledge, like, I was not ready. I was not ready for freelancing when I discovered copywriting and direct response marketing. And you may not be too, and that's okay, right? But it is one way that you can also get experience. The third way that I recommend getting experience is something that I did pretty early on, which is what I call a sandbox side project. That is, it's not designed necessarily to get you rich. If it does get you rich, that's great, right? But this is a project where you are allowed to play. It is, maybe you launch a product, maybe like a physical product. Maybe you launch an information product. Maybe you, I don't know what it is, but you create side projects where you have 100% control over the marketing. For me, like, my dad had recorded a video on how to cut foam wings that was selling on eBay, but then it wasn't selling as well. And so I said, can we publish it on a website and I'll drive some traffic to it, etc. And so we created this thing, like, how to cut foam wings for model airplanes was never going to be a big market that's going to make you rich. But it was a great place to practice some of my marketing skills, some of my copywriting skills. And so little projects like that are great ways to learn the craft of copywriting and the skills of marketing. Stage three, and you might kind of think that this is stage two, but there's like a next step that you're taking here. get good at copywriting. Get good at it. Get like reliably good at creating results. And that can take a little bit of time. Like once you're learning, it can take a little bit of time to get really good at it, to get reliable at it. The key here is you want to start creating successes with maybe your personal projects, maybe your client projects, whatever it is. You want to start creating those successes in a reliable way, and demonstrating that you have competence, which is like, you know how to do it, right? And confidence to take on projects. So I finally felt like I was at get good at copywriting around the time where I transitioned from having a full-time job as a copywriter to being a freelancer. And when I started, like when I started a new project with a new client, I could comfortably sit down and say, okay, here's the kind of messaging that we need to put together. Here's the campaign structure that we need to do. Here's all these different ideas. Which idea should we run with? Like so on, right? Like I had competence and confidence because I had put in quite a few reps learning the craft of copywriting and the skill of marketing. And so getting good at copywriting is this next stage. And then a lot of people who just want the freedom of copywriting, they kind of stay there. And while going back to my initial points around deciding on my audience, the people who are just comfortable making whatever like income that equals a comfortable income and having whatever freedom that equals their comfortable freedom, those people, I can serve them a lot with my content, with everything that I do. But at the same time, like that's not really who I feel like I provide the most value with and who I connect with the most. Which takes us to stage four and beyond, which takes us to the copywriter entrepreneur. So once you've gotten comfortable and competent and confident with your copywriting and your marketing ability, and notice I've kind of added, this is important here, just being a copywriter, you can maybe get away with mostly just writing the words, but adding in that skill of marketing to the craft of copywriting, adding in that skill of marketing is kind of essential to go any farther, because you have to understand all the moving pieces, not just the words that are on the page. If you understand the words that are on the page, that's great. If you have a client with a marketing team who can handle all of that, awesome. You just write copy and, you know, be happy. And frankly, there are a lot of people who have worked entire careers doing that, and that's great for them. It's not great for me. Like, it's not something that I know that I would be comfortable with. So stage four is the copywriter entrepreneur. You get to this place where you want to go beyond just copywriting. And so stage four is where you start to build a business that is beyond just selling your copywriting skills and services. So, you know, you could be a freelancer for life, and that's great. You build a business that sells your copywriting skills and services. When people have talked about me being an entrepreneur when I was just a copywriter working, doing client work, I never felt like I was an entrepreneur, right? I never felt like I was an entrepreneur because I wasn't doing anything beyond what I could have just gotten in as a full-time job. But when I start to build something that is bigger than just selling copywriting as a skill or a service, that's when it starts to feel like, oh, there's entrepreneurship. And the one thing that I'll say here is that I'm not necessarily meaning that you have to like go out and just build a solo business or build a business where you are the CEO. I know one person who on one level would identify as a copywriter, and excellent copywriter, has actually generated over $5 billion in sales with his copywriting. And yet he made most of his money when he was the co-founder of an online bank that was a very big success in online banking early. And so he made most of his money when he was one of like eight co-founders and partners in the launch of this business, and the equity that he put in, the investment that he put into the business to be a partner, was his marketing skills and his copywriting skills. And so when the bank was launching, he did a lot of the initial messaging for that bank. And so that is very much a copywriter entrepreneur. Somebody saying, I have this valuable skill. I know how to get customers. Do you want to partner up with me? Do you want, like, can we build something together? Or maybe your goal is to just, you know, build a publishing business or build a e-commerce brand or something like that, right? But that you become a copywriter entrepreneur when you're no longer just selling your copywriting skills, you're selling anything beyond that, really. And then stage five. So if we've gotten to this point, if the copywriter entrepreneur, what is stage five? Where do you go beyond that? Well, honestly, some people are happy just continuing to write copy all the time, but it's also a really emotionally intensive skill, and it's something that it is also a ton of work. And I know that a lot of people who start out as copywriter entrepreneurs who are deeply involved in the messaging as they launch businesses, as they build businesses, oftentimes want to graduate to this like entrepreneur slash business owner. And so this is growing beyond the copywriter marketer role to a business owner and creator, somebody who is less involved on the day-to-day basis in the words that are going out, the marketing messages that are going out, and instead is stepping at least one layer back and making decisions, strategic decisions about the direction of the business, the messaging, you know, so there, you're usually still involved in the vision and the message that's going into the market, but not necessarily the specific copywriting. And so going back from the top, like stage one, discover copywriting and direct response marketing. Stage two, learn the craft of copywriting and the skill of marketing through experience. Stage three, you get good at copywriting and marketing. Stage four, you become the copywriter entrepreneur. You start launching businesses instead of just selling copywriting services. And stage five, you become the entrepreneur. And so are you on that journey? Do you have a big vision for yourself that is beyond just, hey, I want to make a buck this month selling copywriting, right? Like, even if that is what you need to do in the short term to keep moving forward on this journey, is your destination beyond just, I need to make some minimum amount per month selling copywriting services? Do you have this bigger vision for yourself, even if you're not sure? Like, even if that horizon out there is covered with fog and obscured and you can't see it yet, do you know that that's something bigger? If that's you, like, if that's where you are headed, then I'm happy to be a helper on your journey. I'm happy to be maybe a guide. I'm happy to share my experience, my insights, my perspectives on taking this journey. And no matter where you're at, you're in the right place if you're with me and you consider yourself to be this copywriter entrepreneur, right? And I will say that I do have people who end up on this journey from like a slightly different path. So maybe they actually started as an entrepreneur first, but then they quickly discovered copywriting and direct response marketing as important to be able to generate leads and customers and sales and profits for their business. And so as they're building their business, I'm thinking of somebody who actually has a health practice that I've worked with directly. He got his degree. He got his doctor, he became a doctor. And then he said, how do you actually run a business in this industry? And then he discovered copywriting and direct response marketing. And he learned the craft of copywriting through experience, through applying it to his own business. And he started to get good at copywriting. And then he realized, okay, I am a copywriter entrepreneur. And, you know, frankly, sometimes those people have the quickest path to that because they're doing it essentially like there's that old saying, gun to your head copywriting. Like if you have to get result, shots or the person holding the gun to your head is going to pull the trigger. People who are entrepreneurs who dive in the deep end of entrepreneurship often end up having to learn all this stuff, having to go through this journey even faster than people who say, well, I have all the time in the world to be a copywriter and live, you know, live the life. and those people are exciting to me too. And so if that's you as well, I'm happy to have you on this journey with me. So no matter how you found yourself on this path of the copywriter entrepreneur, if that's you, you should know that you are my core audience who I am going to seek to serve and continue to serve in the biggest and best ways possible. Yeah. So that works out to a pretty big deep dive episode. I will say that I'm not going to add any special offers or anything to this besides just telling you, hey, you know, if you are a copywriter entrepreneur and you're not yet a subscriber, number one, you can subscribe here. So absolutely subscribe here. Number two, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com and sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. And number three, if you are the type of person who does go deep, I do offer a training library. It's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing. It's called BTMS Insiders. So you pay one low monthly fee, you get access to all my marketing and copywriting training. And yes, even though I think that I've been maybe less clear on who that's for, that's really always who I have been serving in my journey, because it is reflective of my own journey. And I can always serve the people who resonate with me the best. And so that's at btmsinsiders.com. All the links are in the description. So subscribe here, subscribe at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, and subscribe at btmsinsiders.com. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment. Let me know. Are you a copywriter entrepreneur? Let me know. Also, let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found this, laying out the journey, the path. And why? What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What's your next step? Where are you at right now? What stage are you at? And what stage are you working towards? And what are you doing right now to get there? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you, and so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it directly and subscribe before you go. Again, subscribe here, subscribe at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. And if you really want to go deep, btmsinsiders.com. Links are in the description. Hey, I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.